Today's daf is daf nun ket. And we're holding in the middle of the sugya. We're trying to discover how to answer Rav Ami. How to answer the question raised by Yishmael, Yishkvar, whatever it was, Yama, Yama. And his issue, the way the Ran understood it, boiled down to the question of whether something that grows, the new growth, if it grows in a different state than the original growth, do we view that new growth as being the equivalent of the original, or do we view it as just as something completely new? You understand that the reason that we're bringing this here, it's obvious from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah addressed the question of something zaro she'eino kolof, and claimed that the neder would be chal on gidulin and gidulin, gidulin, and obviously we're interested in finding out whether in terms of Isser in general, eventually we're going to get to our Mishnah, I'm going to bring the Raya from our Mishnah, but not yet, this is a long sugya, but it's clear what it's doing here. So the question was, therefore, according to the Ran, whether the Gedulim are the equivalent, or whether the Gedulim are not the equivalent. It was couched in a different language. It was couched in the question of whether the Gedulim will be Mevato, the original form, or not. But the Ran says that he's pressed into learning, for a number of reasons, we've already seen partially, he's pressed into learning that the question boils down to the issue of whether the Gedulim are the same as the Iker or not. Now, not everybody agrees with the Ran. And some learn that the question is whether Taharovet, the din of Taharovet, applies given that the Gidulim are not like the Iker, but nonetheless the Iker is always clearly separate, and maybe we would not say Taharovet, it's called a mixture on that level. So they would learn the Gemara very differently. So we're taking basically the approach of the Ran. Now what we did find is that there were clearly among the Amoraim, therefore we don't really have a 100% Raya, because we can't paskin on the basis of various questions in the Amoraim. We can't prove who's right and who's wrong. But we found that there seems to be two basic approaches. Even in Rabbi Yochanan, there were two reports about what Rabbi Yochanan held, about whether we view the Gidulik as being the same as the Ikar or not. We had a number of very fascinating examples of where this could occur. It could occur in something from Shvius that was growing, new growth was growing in Shminis. It could occur when you had something that you had taken Trumot and Masot from, and now new growth is growing. Does that continue to already be taken Trumot and Masot, or does it now become Asur, and you have to consider it to be Tevel, the whole mixture of something had originally been Asur because it was Orla, and had grown during the third year. And now suddenly that same tree is not considered to be a third-year tree because we grafted onto an old tree. The new growth is now considered different than the old growth. Or we had a case where something was growing in a kerem, it's kiloya kerem. You then uproot the kerem. The new growth isn't growing as kiloya kerem. You could imagine we can create scenarios in which we have the question where the gidulim, the state of the situation that raises these gidulim, is different than that which created the ikar.
On the fruit that was in Shabbos, that he uprooted, that he replanted. So what was the problem? I mean it was permitted.
We'll see today. We're going to get to it today. Yeah. So therefore, okay, we didn't have 100% Raya yesterday, and so we're going to continue our search, and we're on the last line now of Nun Zayin on the Beit, where the Gemara says Ela Min Hada. So Rav Ami, who originally said, "Gee, I just don't know." The question came back to Rabbani. Rabbani ended up reporting on the basis of Rabbi Yochanan's psak, as it was recorded by Rabbi Yitzchak, which is very different from the Rabbi Yochanan's psak that Rabbi Avu had quoted. It was actually the other direction. So Rabbani had claimed that Gidulim are Mevat v'Nikar. We were docha Rabbani because we said the case over there that he had brought was a case where it was L'chumra, where we were actually, again, this is according to the way the Ran is learning, actually the Gedulin would have been in that case potter for Trumot HaMasrot, and the whole mixture is potter for Trumot HaMasrot, because the original onion, I already took off Trumot HaMasrot. Anything that grows from it can't suddenly become Asur. It's just that the Rabbanim were Mechayev to take out from that Taharuvet on itself Trumot HaMasrot, and therefore, says the Ran, by the way, you see once again that my approach is correct, because if we really were talking about an assumption that the growth is different than the Ikar, and we're going to be only questioning the issue of Beetle, so then this doesn't make any sense, because how could you take out something that is partially Heter and partially Isser, and just go ahead and say take off Trumot Masrot without wondering whether you're taking off from the thing that is Potter on the thing that is Aser, and vice versa? Must be that we're taking for granted when we say L'chorma that Gidulim are actually meant to be the same as the Iker, And we're going to be machmer on the whole thing as if the whole thing is chayav. Therefore, there's no problem on taking out minei ubei. But that's how we were dochet yesterday. So Rabami today says, okay, let's see if I can bring you a case where you wouldn't be able to tell me that lechumra is shining. How about this case? And here we finally get to a brayta. Until now we've been dealing with amoraim. We finally get to a brayta. The brayta says like this, the time. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol davar sheyesh lo matiri, kegon tevel, maaser sheni, vehekdesh, vechadash. You have things which can be made mutter to eat. So let's say you have tevel. Tevel, obviously, all you have to do is take off the tremont of maaserot. It now becomes kosher to eat. Maaser sheni and hekdesh are now in a situation where you can't eat them, but you can always be poured in them. And then that very same food that until now you weren't able to eat, you are able to eat. Chadash, all you have to do is wait until the Omer is brought, until the second day of Pesach, and then you're able to eat your chadash. So all of these things, the Chachomim did not provide a shiur of bitul. Normally there's a shiur of bitul, in which if you have something which is, in the Ikra, then a mean which is detectable, and there's mixed now, it's not mixed, there's a liquid, so it's detectable, so it's bottle baro, midiraita. If it's something that's not, that has the same taste as the thing that it's, or put a taste into the other thing, so then it's bottle where you can't detect the taste. Okay, the Chachomim said, since you can't taste it because it's Isser, you don't have anybody to taste it, so then the Shir is Shishin. If it's mixed in the same thing, and therefore you don't know whether you're tasting the Eter or the Isser, then the Shir would be Shishin. Okay. Now the Shaila would be, how about if anyway you'd be able to eat it Eter? This is how Rashi went. The dinner dover sheyesh lo matir is based on the fact that since if you wait around anyway, you can eat it be'eter, what's the point of relying on bitul to eat it be'isur and saying, okay, but the Torah allows me to eat it when it's already mixed with other things. Why not just wait till it becomes mutter? Why not just wait till you take off the trumas or maizers? Or why not just be poded? What's the point of relying on bitul? So this would be one of the things that the Rabbanan were machmer. There's a lot of things they were machmer on. So let's say if you have a birion. You know, so it's a whole organism. We're not about the whole organism. Or it's a davar sheba minya. A lot of cases we have the Chachomim say, let's not access bitul. So here's a reasonable example of a case. Let's not access bitul because we don't need to access bitul. Now the run...
The difference is that the whole thing is changing the action.
No. So now the run has a much more subtle explanation. The Ran's explanation of Dovah Sheshu Matir, there's many nafkaminas, again, in subtle nafkaminas. The Ran's explanation of Dovah Sheshu Matir, which Rabbi Meir is searching for no reason since it's not on the staff. But
the Rashi, Rabbi didn't mean the Farsha, Rabbi meant
Rashi. The Rashi, I'll remember Farsha agrees, but the Rashi, I meant Rashi's famous crown. Hachi Ochlenu, the Yisur Tochlenu Be'et Teres, Rashi's Lashon. The Ran explains as follows. He says like this, look. Normally speaking, when we talk about bitul, we know there's a difference between bitul of min b'mino, bitul min b'she'eno mino. Why would we be machmer on min b'mino? We find that there's a machlokas, and this is based actually on the posik. Machlokas b'girin ha'chachamim. The posik says to mix the dam hapar with the dam ha'sa'ir on Yom HaKippur. Now obviously there's an awful lot more of dam hapar. And apparently the dam doesn't become bottle. So we could say the reason it doesn't become bottle is because two things which are similar, instead of canceling each other out, do just the opposite. Each one becomes now that which strengthens the presence of the other. Why in the world would I say it's bottle? That's what the Yiddish is. The Chachomim say, no, even min b'mino is bottle. Why? Because we consider the difference in terms of the abstraction of this of a heter, not in terms of the actuality of what the thing is like. So you can't say two things which are the same cannot cancel each other out. Right, they're only the same in terms of their physicality. But if you're talking about the din of ta'arotas, which is anyway an abstraction, then why talk about their physicality? Talk about their halachic status. So if something is asur and something is mutar, there's nothing as different as that. So therefore, something which is mutar can cancel something which is asur. However, in a case where the thing will anyway be mutar, it's not as different. You see? Because then the Isser and the Heter tend towards each other. Because this Isser is something which is becoming Mutter. See how subtle the explanation is. Therefore, you can't rely on the difference between Isser and Heter, because in this case, the difference is not all that great. And if you take a look now, turn around and look, therefore, at the physical structures. The physical structures are the same. How would one be batel in the other? So that's his very, very sophisticated argument for the reason that a dover, sheyesh lo matirin, is not considered to be batel. Okay. All types of fascinating differences between those approaches, including the question, very interesting question, of whether you could actually create greater heter by adding issur. The classic case would be you have a Beit Sashen Oda B'Yom Tov. Beit Sashen Oda B'Yom Tov is Asur. And if it's mixed with other eggs that weren't Oda B'Yom Tov, just wait till tomorrow and eat it, right? So it's a Beit Sashen Oda B'Yom Tov. It's Yeshla Matirim. So the Yisr itself is going to be Mutar. How about, okay, so now you're in trouble, you can't eat the egg. But how about if you now find out that the egg was born of a treif tarnagol? So now you got another problem. You can't eat the egg because it's treif. Ah. So now it becomes more mutter. Because it was also treif, you see. Because the element of the tarfut is not a tabar. Sheyesh lo matirin. But now the question is, what is the logic? Is the logic that the iser is an iser that won't become batel, or is that the thing itself, you can see already that there could be differences, there's subtle differences in how the entire argument is phrased, right? Okay, but anyway, it's very, very fascinating paradoxical result of the inyanim and darshei shomatirin. But in our case, where you've got now teva al mezersheni, hegdesh, chadash, der lo natnu chachamim shiur. Now there are things like davishyeshlo she'en lo matirin, like truma, which is strange because truma certainly does have a heter. The heter of truma is that you can always go and cancel your truma by being shoyal on your truma because truma is based on the dinim of nedarim. Here we're starting to get to the issues of davishyeshlo matirin. Nonetheless, we call it a davar she'en lo matirin. The reason, as we'll see later on, is because there is no reason to go ahead and to be shoyal on truma. There's no mitzvah to be shoyal on truma. And therefore, to say, well, it's anyway going to be mutter. What do you mean, anyway, it's going to be mutter? Nobody makes the argument that anyway, you could end up being mutter by turning it into non-truma. That's not a point. There's nothing in it innately that suggests it'll ever be mutter. So therefore, it's called davar she'ein lo matirin. Same thing would be true of trumat maaser, where now you have somebody took off maaser. Trumat maaser was taken off. Now this gets mixed with other things. So it's usher for you to eat. Chala, which is the same as truma. Orla, kalaya karam. Once it grows during the years of Orla, it doesn't become mutter after the years of Orla. Once it grows as kalaya karam, it's usher forever, obviously. So now those things, since ein lematirin, natnu behem chachamim shiur over there, if they were mixed, whether they're mixed b'minam, whether they're mixed b'einam minam, there is a shiur. Different shiur. Orla and Kaloya Karam is 1 in 200. Truma is in 100. Other things may be in Shishim. But whatever the shiur is, there is a din of bit. Now, we asked, it's all part of the price, we asked to Rabbi Shimon, how can you say that anything which is a davar, she'in lamatirin, the Chachomim gave a shiur to, v'alo shvi'it in lamatirin, something that grows during Shemitah, is never going to become de-Shemitized. I mean, once it comes out of the eighth year, it's still going to be Shemitah. So it'll be Aser Tit after the Zman of Biur. It will be Chayav in Biur. It will have the din of Kedushat Shemitah in it. It's amazing how many Shemitah issues we've had in this Pesach. It fits the time of our learning very well. And nonetheless, despite the fact that Shemitah is a Dover She'en Lo Matirin, we do know that Natnu, that lo natnu ba chachamim shiur. The chachamim nonetheless did not give a shiur for bittul of Shemitah. Did not. Because it says, beferish in the Mishnah in Shvi'it, ha-Shvi'it oseret kol shehu b'mina. That Shvi'it asers a mixture, min b'mino, of any small amount. And according to you, if it wouldn't be a davar sheyesh lo matirin, the chachamim give a shiur, whether it's bein b'mina, bein she'ein b'mina. It may not be the same shiur, but certainly there is a shiur. So how do you explain that? Omar lahem, so he said to them, well, that doesn't mean anything, because the word afani doesn't really make much sense. It could be afhem, meaning he's referring to the chachamim when he's saying gave a shiur, or take it out completely, like the Gro does, or there is another chat which we'll examine. But that, I was only talking about, or this writer, this Mishnah was only talking about, Rishetz HaShvita Seret Koshel, was only talking about when it comes to Biur. So when it comes to Biur, what that means is that it has not yet reached the stage of Biur. So now it's still kosher to eat. So you're saying when this mana Biur is reached, at that point you'll have to be Mevayeret. What Biur is, as you know, is a Machlokas Rishonim. According to some, it's just to be Mafkir to Kuliyama. According to the Rambam, it means actually after that period destroying it, if it hadn't been after. But whatever the din is, we're not talking about eating. Because you could eat it now. Go ahead and eat it. It's still before the Biur. But if it would come, and therefore it's a double shesh lamatir, what's the problem? You have to wait until it becomes us or eat it. But if it comes to Achila, meaning, same idea though. If it's talking about Achila, meaning it's already after the Zman of Biur, so now what are you going to do? You're not going to be able to eat it because you're not going to be able to. So over there ain't Achinami. It would be Batel. It certainly would be bought. So originally raised the question, which according to Ron, the question was, when something grows from a core that is still there, so you have an onion that is now adding more and more onion to it, is the new growth considered to be an extension of the core, so that if the core would be usser, the new growth is usser too, or is the new growth viewed as a separate entity, in which case, if it is a separate entity, if there's enough of it, it will be mevatel the iser in the core. We're trying to bring a raya from the fact that we found an actual Mishnah over here that takes for granted, and a braita that discusses this Mishnah, that takes for granted that if you have a core onion from the sixth year, which is complete heter, and now it grows during Shvi'ez, that the new growth is going to aser the old growth, the old onion, and that the question will be not only will it aser it, but if it's pre-Biur, it will be called a Dover Shiesh Lamatirini. You can't eat any of this stuff before the, you can't be eating it without the Chovat of Biur. You're going to have to eat it up before the time of Biur, otherwise you're going to be stuck. You're going to have to get rid of the whole thing. From there we see that we're taking for granted that the new onion that grows during the seventh year has completely wiped out the original onion of the sixth year and has asered it. So apparently the Gidulim are asur. To which the Gemara says, I'm stripping it down now of all of the issues, because it's irrelevant for a moment. Okay? We'll see that it actually is relevant, but first the core idea. So now, if that's the case, obviously the new growth is considered to be something different than the old growth, which proves that your question as to whether new growth is the same or different, the solution is it's different. Says the Gemara, but one moment. The question wasn't only is it different. The question was, is it different leheter in order to be matir the iker? And you're bringing me a raya that it's different leiser to aser the iker. Well, obviously I may be machmer on something, but not be makel on it. So maybe this is simply an example of lechumra. Now stripped down to its essence, that's very clear. What's getting everybody confused is the additional element of complexity here, which is called Dover Shiesh Lo Matirin. Why must we even think about the Dover Shiesh Lo Matirin aspect of it? Why not just talk about straight out about this Mishnah? Simply because if we are searching for an alternative raya to the one which we were docha just last night, and we said that, well, you can't bring me a raya from the Chumrah to Lekula, then why are we stupid enough to try to bring a raya from this case where obviously the only raya is from the fact that we're being machmer to turn a batzal of shishit into iser? Every idiot knows what the answer is going to be. I just told you, lechumra, don't try to bring me a raya. When after I tell you that, you make a big sound and you say, Ella, oh, okay, you're 100% right about that, but I got a good case. It's not a good case, it's the same stupid case. What were you thinking? Therefore, we need to look at the broader context of this case. The truth is, says the Gemara, that when we're talking about asering this piece of batzal, no matter how much there is, no matter what parts of heter and iser there are, we also said that because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it can be eaten before the biur, therefore, eat it before the biur, and otherwise you're going to be chayav on biur. That's what we said. Now, is that a chumrah? an outrageous form. Yes, it is. Because mi'ikar hadin of bitul, this is not an issue. The truth is that it should be bottled. The Chachomim are the ones who were machmer on it to give it this halacha and say, since it tends towards heter, the way the Ron is learning, or since it would have a heter if you just wait around, you'd be a good boy. So therefore, why should you eat it be'ism? So that means we already created a new type of iser, of things that will not be bought. Now, I ask you, we're coming around and we're asking those same Chachomim who just created this new Chumrah. Say, would you think that in a case where a sixth year etrog continued to grow with new growth, what's really the din about that? In a case where you wouldn't be giving me any special gizeh, what's the din? Is the new gidol different, or is the new gidol an extension of the old? Well, don't tell anybody. The din is that it's an extension of the old. Ah, so you mean it would be mutter, because the etrog shishit is mutter, and therefore the new growth is mutter. Yeah, but I told you not to tell anybody. Because we want to be machmer. You want to be machmer? What, are you crazy? You already said if you're going to be machmer, it's going to be a dover shem matirin, and then it'll never be bottom. How much do you want to be machmer? Well, I want to be machmer anyway. That's the Gemara's answer. That stage of I want to be machmer anyway, we didn't think of before, you see. When we said dilma l'chumra shayne, we said, okay, straight out of chumra. Obviously, there's a difference between saying that the growth is considered to be usher than saying the growth is considered to be mutter. So maybe mi'ikar adin, in the cases we had before, the growth is considered to be mutter, okay, the chachomim may be machmer in this case, you see. But I certainly never thought that I would go so far as to create an iser where it's going to enter into the realm of dover she'eshua matirin, that rarefied sphere which enter doesn't apply at all, no matter what the tarobas is. I'm not going to go that far. That's why the Gemara thought that this would be a good riot. And that's why the dover she'eshua matirin is central to the discussion, even though it isn't really important in proving the point. Because the point is merely the fact that we said that Shvius asers the Gidulim also. That's all. So Shvius asers the Gidulim also. We now know that an etrog of Shishit, whatever grows during Shvita, is aser, which proves that the Gidulim are not the same as the Ikar. Which proves, says the Ron, that that's all we were looking to prove in the first place, because otherwise the whole thing is irrelevant. Because it's not dealing with the question of Tarovis being Mavata. Whether it is a Tarovis or isn't a Tarovis. Now everybody hears it? Good. So it's important to separate between the central core issues and those things that are necessary only to figure out why in the world we were trying to bring a riot for something that was so obviously not a good riot.
The core separate from the new, are they new onions, are they different, or are they part of the core?
Can they be seen as different? They can be seen as different.
No, they actually appear.
Yes, they actually appear different. We'll see about this in a moment. Element Hadar, we're going to have an actual case of how to tell the difference. Elamin Hadrapash. He, Rav Ami, found another source where we couldn't get into the question of Lachomra and so on. This too is a Mishnah in Shmias. It's not. Bitzalim shiyadu alayhem gishamim vitzamchu. So now over here, you have these bitzalim that were left in the ground or were replanted in Shemitah. And they now sprout. They have new growth, new leaves that are coming out. And I clearly see, as I often do in onions, new leaves coming out. Im hayu alim shelahem shechorim asurim. If these leaves have a deep color, which tends towards black, that means that they are not just extensions from the core onion that would have grown in your pantry exactly the same way as they're growing now, meaning they're not growing from the ground. Here, they clearly are growing from the ground, because when they sprout from the onion, they don't have a deep color. They're just extensions of the core onion, and they have a whitish-green color. If they have a very deep color, then it means that these are growing during Shemitah, and therefore they're awesome. But, horiku, if they tend towards the light green, then they're mutari. Rabbi Hananya ben Antignus on there. There's another test, says Rabbi Hananya ben Antignus. The test is that if you can pull out the onion with these leaves, then obviously they are themselves now well-rooted. They're not just extensions of the onion, because otherwise they would have pulled right off instead of pulling out the onion. And therefore, they would be asur, because they grew during Shvi'is. Uchenegdan mutzaei shvi'it mutarim. However, the opposite case is if you have the Shvius onion that now grows b'metzoy Shvius, now these new alim, the same test, can be seen whether they're just part of the Shvius onion or whether they're new growth in the Motsoi Shvius onion, and then it would be okay because you now have the, if you have the Rov Gidulim on the Ikar, they will be Mevatalit. So Adarava, there's no din of their being seen as extensions of the original onion. Because if they were seen as extensions of the original onion, they could never possibly be Matir the onion. They're all Isur. Therefore, since we're ready to say that on Motsoi Shvius, and this is Lakula, no more Lachumra, on Motsoi Shvius, if you've gotten now in the eighth year, the onion continues to grow, and it's growing, or was replanted again, depending on the Shita, and it's now growing new growth, that new growth is mutter, and not seen as an extension of the core onion, and therefore, in this case, it's actually male as bittul berov. And in the case, therefore, that Rabbi Yishmael Ishkvar Yama has, there's your answer to the Beferish Mishnah, that the new growth in the eighth year will allow you to eat the onion. So obviously, it is Mevatel, and it's not an extension of the original thing. Great. At last, we've got a real proof. Says the Gemara, no, we don't. Because Dilma, the Mishnah did not say what happened to these onions. Dilma b'meduchanim. Maybe we're talking about that you made onion hash out of this, and you chopped the whole business up. Now, this is very problematic. According to the Rush, who learns all along that the issue is whether bittul helps, and not whether the ikur is like the core, but whether in a case where the ikur is not like the core, whether something that retains its initial identity can possibly be bittul just because it has other parts to it, where I can clearly identify the two. And the shaila is whether that's considered to be a mix, since it's all growing from new nutrients and so on. It's all seen as one unit. So here, the Gemara's explanation, the Dechia, is very obvious. If I chop the whole thing up, it's irrelevant to the question, because in this case it's bottle, because I chopped it and I can no longer identify what's core and what's growth. Mashenke, the question was, all along, whether where I have an identifiable core and identifiable new leaves, whether it's possible to discuss bittul. So this is a great riot to the Rush. And this is, seems to be saying, you picked it, you chopped the whole thing up, obviously it'll be bittul. According to the Ran, this is irrelevant. What's the difference if you chop it up? If you're telling me that the issue is whether the new growth is like the old growth or not, chopping is a joke. So the Ran's explanation of this, Tosis' explanation of this, along the lines of the Ran, would be that you chopped up the onions before replanting. So according to that, they lost the chashivas of the core onion. The Ran simply says it lost the chashivut of the onion. Now, it could be that he really is saying that because of the fact that the issue all along about whether the gidulim are like the ikar is all along meant to be a question of whether the Rabbanan allowed it to be heter like the ikar, or whether they answered it, but it's not a serious question as to identity. In terms of identity, there's no question that the thing is growing from the ground, and therefore, even if the Ikar is giving into it, it's a Zebezeh Goreim, and there'd be no reason to answer it if it wouldn't be that the Rabbanah made it answer. So therefore, when the whole thing is chopped up into pieces, it no longer has the chashivut of an identity that the Rabbanah would be machmer on. After all, we do find in the dinim of Isser Veheter, in terms of Tarovet, a very, very strong case, again and again, for being machmer and tarovet, where something is chashud. So we have a din of chaticha haruya lehitkabed. If it's a chosh of a piece, it's a chosh of a steak, and you give it to someone important, it's not going to be bought. Why not? And the Rabbanan said it's tunikar. We have a davasha b'minyan. So there's lots of other examples where something has a chashivut, we don't allow the same level of bittul to function. It may well be that in this case, because it has no chashivut, we won't be machmer on the new growth to consider it to be different and say that it should be iser, in this case to be the same, say that it should be iser. So it's possible that's all the Ran means. You don't have to go into the thought that there is no core because I chopped up the core before.
But they were planted in Shvi'ah. Chopped onions grow.
Live and learn.
They were planted in Shvi'ah, weren't they?
Yeah.
If you plant the seed on Erev Rosh Hashanah of
Shvi'ah. Notice, what would happen if you've got these onions growing during Shvi'ah, and you come along with a knife and chop them up in the ground, what would be it? What would happen? Would they stop growing?
In Shvi'is.
And you stop, you chop them up in Shvi'is.
Eventually, well, just in half, maybe.
Whatever, I don't know how, obviously there's a point at which you're...
Exactly, they were putting the ground in Shvi'is, doesn't make it a
suit. Doesn't make what a suit? The new growth in Shvi'is? No, it's clearly saying the new growth is growing from the Shvi'is, not from the Shvi'is.
You're putting a seed or grain into the...
No, this is not seeds of grain. These are things which the core continues to exist. Our Mishnah made that very clear. There's two sets of halachas. One where a core exists and one where the core disappears. That's something else. Furthermore, you are getting involved in another issue. What your problem is somebody that did an Isser of Shvi'is, whether it will Aser the Perot, which is a separate, all separate machlokes, we're not even talking about it. We're talking about the actual growth of Svi'ch Shvi'is. You know, if you take a sponge and you ground it up, it would just put itself back together again. Right?
Actually, onion can grow in your kitchen.
Yes, a sponge is merely... Yeah, that's right. That's the point. If it can grow in your kitchen, that's why we have to identify the type of onion. It's just a bunch of cells that make a colony. So if you grind it up, they'll go put themselves back together again anyway. It's like people think necessarily if a virus is no longer what they call alive, its DNA isn't functional. Its RNA isn't functional. But it is. It can be. You can make dead virus vaccinations. Not only that, you can get reinfected by viruses that are supposedly completely knocked out.
The problem with digging in excavations thousands of years old, the microbes which are there, can give a person...
That's right. It's like going to another planet. Yes. All right, so let's start it again. We still no longer have a raya. Ela minha. Tanya haminakesh im hakut. So now somebody is doing nikush. Nikush is that you're thinning out plants in order to have the remaining plants do better. The halacha is that as a poel, you're normally allowed to eat from the plants that you're working on. And you're working on chasiyot. Now we're going to see later on that chasiyot is chasa. Various types of chasa. And the halacha is that as normally you have a problem with the kuti doesn't take off trumot and masro, but over here, being as you're working in a field and you're eating not bikviut, you're just grabbing a bite as you go, the halacha is it's prior to the time of the chiyuv of masro, hasn't been kavua yet, therefore you're allowed to eat ochel mi'em achilat arai, you can eat achilat arai from them. When you come now to collect, let's say you've been paid in these things and so on, then you have to assume that no maaser was taken at all. And when you do take off maaser, the maaser would be vadai. Why in the world would I think that I can't eat from them arai? Why would they be different than anything else? Because it is possible that the plant itself had already been harvested, had already gone through the stages which were koveya for maaser, and then the kuti took them as iser and put them back in the ground to continue to grow. If that would have been the case, then you can't eat it anymore as a raya either. So therefore, on that, you don't have to worry. You can still eat achilat arai. Umasran badai. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, that in a case where you have a Yisrael who is chashud al hashivi'it, in such a case, so then lemotza'ei shivi'it mutar. You'd be allowed to eat. It's now during the eighth year. So you'll say, but maybe these things, these chasiyot, were planted in the seventh year. Therefore, I'm not allowed to eat it. Since you're doing nikush, you can assume that at this point already, there's definitely more growth of eighth year, which will be mevatel, the seventh year, and therefore will be mutar. So you see from here, lememra, tigidule heter malina taisur. You see from here clearly that the new growth, now, over here, you're not going to be able to tell me you chopped it up. We're talking about a guy who's working in the field, and he's eating it all right. So, what are you going to say over here? So, you see from here clearly that it's talking about gidulim that are malin et ha'isur. Says the Gemara, well, maybe it's talking about something where there is no court, as our president raised. Maybe it's talking about tomatoes. Dilma b'davash zar o kala. Maybe there's no court of isur. But had it been talking about an onion, where there's a core of Isser, maybe even the new leaves would have been Isser. Says the Gemara, can't you read? It says chasayot. And the Braita, just in case you want to say that chasayot are not types of lettuce, the Braita makes it very clear. What are included in the family of Chasa? That we say Chasayot. Luf, Shum, Bitzalim. The whole point of Chasayot is that it's something that has a core that's identifiable. So whatever you're talking about, garlic, you're talking about onions, you're talking about lettuce, you're talking about these leeks, whatever, the core is there, now it's growing. So what are you trying to tell me that maybe it's Dovr Shezar Kala? Obviously there's no Dovr Shezar Kala. Ah, but could it not be talking about that you went ahead now afterwards and you were Medochet, Dilma Mebeduchanim, so maybe indeed you were Tochin it. Now here the Ron says that it's talking about over here that, like Tosva says, the previous case, and here he says that it's talking about that it was indeed chopped up before planting, and therefore lost its chashivut. But still, you would find it now, having regrown in the eighth year, you'd require nikush. So this is more mashma like the Ran than it is than the Rush, you see. Because, I mean, otherwise, why are we bringing another Raya? Okay. But anyway, Dilma, it's talking about over here, Beveduchanim, says the Gemara, why in the world would he have been tochenet? This is why we have to say we tochenet before. Did you not just say that he's a choshud ala shvi'it, right? If he's choshud ala shvi'it, it means that he doesn't get a hang. But he's such a lamdan over here, he's choshud ala shvi'it, but he's going to figure, well, in order to be matur for shvi'is, let me be tochenet so it'll be bought. He's a choshud ala shvi'is. Okay, so maybe it's talking about over here, the Dilma. Maybe it's talking about over here a tarovet. Maybe it's not talking about where it grew. What do you mean not talking about where it grew, just where it was mixed? It says I'm an achesh. The guy's in the field and he's working on that which is growing. You're saying, but he wasn't eating anything that had grown. He was eating a tarovet. That's insane. And what are we bringing in a case of an achesh? So the very case as given included all of the details which looked to be superfluous. It turned out that they're very important. Because the fact that it's talking about a choshud ala shvi'is and the fact that it's talking about nikush makes it very, very clear that we're really, really dealing with the issue of the dulim being ma'alim et ha'heter in the eighth year. So how are you going to get out of it now? So you see from here that clearly 100% the din is new growth is matir old growth le'heter. Wow, says the Gemara. So now we should go back and ask on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan, remember our Rabbi Avu quoting Rabbi Yochanan, the original quote we had of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yonatan, they had the cases where we had Kiloyakara, where we had the case of the Litra B'Tzolim Shetikdo, where originally you took off Meiser, and now you planted, and you're going to have to now take off Meiser on the whole thing. So they were claiming that, no, it's all going to be Usur, and it's an extension of whatever. Understand? I mean, here we see just the opposite. Here we see, and this is not an Amora, here we see from the Mishnah that in fact new growth is viewed as being different and is matir. How could they get away with claiming that the new growth will be Osir also? Om Rav Yitzchak, I'll tell you how they get away with it. They also know the Mishnah and Shvi'is, but they say Shvi'is is unique. Why is Shvi'is unique? Because in a case of Shvi'is, despite the fact that you have an extension of a core, Shvi'is is the one Isser that is entirely defined by one factor only. And that is the state of the earth at the time that it grew. And growth is therefore not just, well, this is new growth. It's that in being new growth, you're dealing with the fundamental question of the Isser. In other things, you're not dealing with the fundamentals. All types of other issues that are going to be involved. You're talking about Arla, you're talking about the type of the tree, at what point it was from the time that it was planted. And if you're talking about Meisers, we're going to see you're talking about things that need to be done to be make it now the Gemara of the period, which is higher than Meisers. You're talking about the Kaloya Kerem, you're talking about the context of the growth, that there was a Kerem there. But where is growth, the definition of the Yisra Hector, not just an addition? Only Shvi'is. So therefore, Shiny Shvi'is, called the Isuralia de Karka, it only was made into something that was also because of the state of the earth. So therefore, B'tela Danamaya de Karka. The state of the earth is there sufficient to define the entire din of the growth now after Shmini. I understand it. Isn't Meiser something that's just, if something grows in the earth, it's us, right? So isn't Meiser Isuralia de Karka? And yet they're claiming that Ein B'tela Toya de Karka? The Tanya, Litra Maser Tevel, Shezar Abikarka Vishbicha, Areike Eser Litrin, Chayevet Bimaser. And it's not only what there, I mean, we could find that actually in a Braita. The Braita says you plant one litra, of Maser. And it's Teva. You go ahead now, and you're Zorea it Bekarka. And now it's Bishbicha. And now it's Keser Lidrin. So in this case, we say the Halacha would be over here, that you would have to take off now the Maser. And here we're talking about the same. The Maser, you'd have to take off from that which was originally Chayav in the Maser before you were Zorea it. And the Halacha over here, if I'm planting it in Shvius, Ube Shvius, it's Chayav B'Maser and Shvius. And of course, Otali from Maaser Aleam Yimakom Acher Lefi Cheshbon. The new growth, which is in Shvius, isn't Chayav and Meiser, because growth in Shvius isn't Chayav and Meiser. So you can't possibly take off the Meiser from the thing itself because it's Potter and Meiser. So how would you take off the Meiser? You'd have to take off the Meiser from something that had grown before Shvius, and you would prorate it. And you'd say, well, 10% of the 10 litri was Chayav and Meiser pre Shvita. So now I'm going to go ahead and take off the additional from this big. From this growth from Shishas, I'll take off not only Maisha on itself, but I'll add a little bit for the 10% of the 10 litrim that grew. Why would that be still Chayav? I don't understand. Isn't that from the growth of the earth? No, it's not. It's not true. Maisha is not a given Chayav and something that grows from the earth. When does something become Chayav in Maisha? Maser digunu de kagarim la. It's only where it's completed. It's the gemar malacha. If it's talking about grain, it would have to be digun. If it's talking about onion, whatever all the various things are that are complete for maser, gemar malacha for maser, obviously means that it's not the earth that has created the chiyuv. And therefore, there is a serious difference between shvi'it and any other thing. So, if Rabbi Yochanan can get, Rabbi Yonatan can get away with saying that we don't have a raya, so then maybe we have a raya, but only in terms of shvita. But look, that was the issue that he brought up, Yishmael Ishkvar Diyama. So we've got an answer to his question. We may not have an answer about the state of Gidulim across the board. And the place to look for that may indeed be our own Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, we make a very clear distinction between Dabash Zarokola, Ein Zarokola, and we say if Ein Zarokola, which is onions, Afilu Gidulim Gidulim Rasa. Ha ha! And there, in fact, obviously it's not Yisrael de Akarka. So there we should be able to find a solution to our problem, and we will look there tomorrow at this next exciting episode. Elamin Hava, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin, kigon teva lo maizah sheni ve'ekish v'chodosh lo natnu ben chachamim shiur. V'chol davar she'en lo matirin, kigon truma v'trumat maaser v'chalav v'orla v'klo yaker, natnu ben chachamim shiur. אמרו לו, ולא שביעית, אין לה מתירים, ולא נתנו בה חכמים שיעור מזנן. השביעית אוסרת כלשהו במינה, אמר לו, אף הם לא אמרו, ואין אלא לביור, אבל אכילה בנות איתם. So there you go. No, there you don't go, because דמה נמי לחומר, even though it's two חומרים. So but the חומר is shining. אלא מן הדה פשטה, דתנא. בצלים שירדו עליהם כשבים, וצמחו. And now, it's now in Mitzray Shvius. Ima Yualim Shalem Shechorin, rather, now it's Shvius. Ima Yualim Shalem Shechorin Asurim, Harikum Mutarim. Rebbe Chaim, and I think this on another test. Ima Yualim Litalei Shvualim Shalem Asurim. Ukenegdom in Mitzray Shvius, Mutarim. Lameim Radu Gidulei Heter Malim Eta Yisur. Maybe, Dilma Bemeduchanim, Elamin Hada, Vitanya. Hamenachesh imakuti bechasiot, Ochel miyem achilat arai, ומעשרן ודא, שמן אלא, זה אומר, אם ישראל חשוד על השביעית, למוצא השביעית, anyway it's mutter, because clearly there's so many גידולים that it would be mutter. So you see, the גידולי יתר מעלין את האיסור. ודאו בדובר שזר או קלה. No, it says חסיות. And the brighter says, אלא הן חסיות כגון, הלוף השום והבצלים. Well, maybe it's talking about דימה במדוכנים. So then what's the point? Why in the world would he do such a thing? זה חושב על השביעית, קטני. ודימה בתערובת. Tarovet, it's talking about it's growing on the ground. Hamenachesh katana. So then it is a good raya. Leimet havit yuftar Rav Yochanan of Rav Yonatan. Omer Rav Yitzchak, well, it's a good raya, but only vis-a-vis Shemitah. Because Shani Shvi'it hoil visuraya de karka, v'telatanami haya de karka. What about Maaser? Isn't Maaser also visuraya de karka? And nonetheless, I'll show you that ain v'telatanami de karka. The Tanya, litra Maaser tevel, shezora de karka, vishbicha, doesn't matter. It's chayevet b'maaser u'bashviit. How do you take off maaser on the original amount? Why don't we say that the new growth should be mutter because it grows in the karka? Not the karka that's gorim la.